Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made. And the new day is Friday, May 26th, 2023. It is the last Friday of this month. The month is already gone. But we are grateful. We are grateful because God is doing a good thing in our midst. And we thank God for all what he is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We thank God for allowing us again this day to stand on the gap, to be here this morning. We just thank God because we know it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit. It is by his grace, his sufficient grace, that we are here this morning as we join together in agreement and intercede and stand on the gap and pray for others and pray for each other and also encourage each other. And we are grateful because we have him, the one who holds the future. We have him, the one who holds today. And because he does not change, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is truly a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement, for there is power in agreement. And we know we are not just agreeing by ourselves, but we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are on our side. And we know greater is he who is in us than he who is against us. And if God is before us, who can fight us and win? We are more than conquerors through Christ our Savior. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day as we lift up our eyes unto you, Lord, this morning. We lift them up unto the hills because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who would not even allow our feet to be moved. In the mighty name of Jesus, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say this morning, Father, and forevermore, that you are our Lord, you are our refuge, you remain our fortress, our hiding place. Yes, you are our God, and we do trust you, Father, because some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord, our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you, Father God, for you are trustworthy. You are dependable, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you will not deliver us, yes, into the hands of the enemy, but you shall deliver us out of the snare of the fowler. Even if the enemy tried to trap us, Father, he tried to detour us, distract us, but you always, always deliver us. You always guide us Yes, with your Holy Spirit, you always order our steps, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for ordering our steps, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Father, that our sins are forgiven and are thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, that they will not be remembered no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, Father God, that you give us a forgiving heart, that we can forgive. We forgive others, those who have offended us, those whom we have been holding hostage in our hearts for a very long time. Some have been in there living freely in our minds and are controlling our actions and everything else for a long time, some a month, some a year, some maybe multiple years. But today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do surrender. We do not want unforgiveness to hinder our prayers, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we want to learn from you, our Savior, who is a forgiving God, who is a loving God, who is a merciful God, that you wash us, Father. You wash us and wash us with your faithful and cleanse us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be whiter than snow. We pray, Father God, that you create in us a clean heart, yes, and renew a right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Father God, that the hour is now, the time is now, that those who worship you, that worship you in spirit and in truth, and you are the way, the truth, and the life. So we pray, Father, that unforgiveness will not hinder our prayers, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father, you are a reasonable God. You are such a reasonable God, as you say, Father, in your word, that come, let us reason together right now. You are a now God. Yes, and you said, even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And even if they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. So we thank you, Father. We come before you, a reasonable God, right now, in the name of Jesus, even on behalf of our brothers and sisters, on behalf of our nation, Father. We come, Lord, calling unto your name, Father, as your people, as the intercessors, as the ones who stand on the gap, and we call on your name, Father, with humble hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we seek your face, Father, and pray and turn away from our wicked ways, Lord, and that you will hear us from heaven and will forgive our sins. Yes, in the name of Jesus, forgive our brothers and sisters' sins. Forgive our nation's sins, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And heal our land. Heal our land, Father. Our land is in need of healing, Father. All areas of our nation, Father. All areas of our covenant, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. All systems of our government, the workplace, Father, all the discrimination and all the unfairness and injustice and manipulation and abuse of power that is happening in the workplace, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus, because people are working and working in fear, whether it is a faith-based workplace or a private workplace or a public workplace, even small businesses, family businesses. There's a lot of injustice going going on at the back end. Pray, Father, for justice, Lord. We pray for fairness, Father, that no manipulation, no abuse of power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for our health system, Lord. The rules and the regulations of the health system, the care providers, Father, the insurance providers, the hospitals, the pharmacies, even the ambulance. Some places, ambulances are called and they'll be there within minutes. And some places, they just take their time, and the patients who are in need, by the time they arrive, it is too late. So we pray, Father God, to let our system of health system, the ambulances, the hospitals, that they are doing things right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the insurance providers and the time they release the help and the assistance when people have been paying their premiums all month, all years long, but when they come in need, it is like pulling teeth. They do not even abide. They just give the people run around. And we pray, Father God, that everything be done in decent and in order. Even our education system, Father. Yes, the educators, the students, and the parents, or the guidance, Father, the administrators, everyone, the counselors, they do what is right. I just pray, Father God, as the students, our children, are on the last leg of this school year, Father. Some are having proms and graduations. They have started, and throughout this weekend, next week, and probably a couple more weeks, and the schools will be closed for the summer break. We just pray, Father God, that they finish strong. Those who need to write those final papers, they turn in their papers, and those they need something to polish up, the I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed out, so that they can graduate in the next couple of weeks or week or whatever. I just pray, Father, that there will not be any disappointment, but that things will be done in decent and in order, that our children will finish this school year strong. No accidents, no shootings. We come against the spirit of murder, of school shootings, and wherever, highway, some supermarkets and shopping center shootings, even it has penetrated in the houses of worship. Therefore, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Father God, for protection. Yes, that you arise, oh Lord, and let our enemies be scattered. For our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and vows. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for all our national, international, our local and community leaders, Father. Our state leaders, Lord. All the branches of leadership, that they function well in the mighty name of Jesus. The executive branch, Lord, the governors and their cabinets, the president, the vice president, and the cabinet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our judicial branch, yes, and our Supreme Court and our lower court, Father, the Congress, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, everyone in position of authority, our mayors, Father, those who make decisions, Father, on our behalf, that they make good decisions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. That's why we continue to believe and trust in you for healing, salvation, and deliverance of souls, the lost ones, that they know you, that you give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, because some of these people in positions of authority, they are angry and they are manipulative. They are driven by power. They just want power. They don't care what they do to get it. They just want the power. We pray, Father God, that when they get saved and you give them a heart of flesh, they're compassionate. heaven with that motive of caring, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, for salvation, that, Father, you draw them, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father, that when they hear your voice, when you stand at the door of their hearts, and you knock, that they will let you in the mighty name of Jesus. So by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, we break every yoke, every stronghold, every addiction that is holding them back, Father, that they receive their breakthrough. And we know as they get set as individuals, they become a restoration of families, Father, because they will be caring family members, husbands loving their wives, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands, and children obeying their parents, and parents not provoking their own children. So we pray for order and restoration of families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord Jesus, you are the head of each family, whether it's a single parent household or the both parents are there, Father. You remain the head. You remain in charge. You remain in control. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. I glorify your name for restoring our families, for healing our families, Father. There is nothing impossible with you. You are the one who brings fruit. Anything that is barren and broken, you bring it back to life, and it will be productive again. Any broken-hearted, Father, in the household, in families, that they forgive each other and love each other. I thank you, Father God, because you are the fixer of all obstacles and on our destiny, that the enemy wanted to distract and detour us and want us to go astray. We thank you, Father, for restoration, for rebuilding, Father, of families. In the name of Jesus, that the fathers are gaining back their priesthood, that they lead their families in the things of God. I honor you, Father God. I glorify your name this morning. We thank you for healing, Father. There are some who are not feeling well. They are sick in their bodies, Father. We just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Even some under the sound of my voice, they are not feeling well. We release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. Let them receive the bread of healing this morning. Yes, we know, Father God, that you were wounded, Lord Jesus, for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed, and we thank you, Father, because the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. The blood of Jesus does not expire. All medications we tend to rely on and get refused every 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, however length of time we go and get refired, after a certain period of time, they lose their power. But the blood of Jesus, it does not expire. It healed then right on the cross. It's healing now, and it will heal tomorrow. And the blood of Jesus purifies all the impurities in our body. So we inject anyone and everyone who is not feeling well the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I honor you. There are some who are in these hospitals, and they are being sustained by machines, and machines are breathing for them. I pray, Father, that you renovate those lungs and the parts and the organs, the internal organs, that they start working and functioning well.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you because there is nothing impossible with you. Yes, you did part the Red Sea for the children of Israel when they were crossing to the going to the promised land, Father. And you even provided water out of the rock, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you did lead them by clouds during the day and fire by night. So we know you, Father God, that you are an army all by yourself. There is nothing, nothing is impossible with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for giving us the desires of our hearts. I just want to pray, Father God, a special prayer for all the intercessors right here at the prayer, praise, and deliverance line, prayer line, Father. Anyone who is connected to this ministry in any way, shape, or form, that you do good to them, Father, as they give and give of themselves and time to come and stand on the gap and intercede for others. I pray, Father God, that you do good to them. Yes, you give them the desires of their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Gwendolyn, Father, that you do good to them. Minister Alice Marie, Lord, I pray that you do good to her. You know the desires of her heart. Sisters Charlotte, Lord, I pray, Father God, and Minister Chris, that you do good to them, Father. And Pastor Darlene, who is the visionary of this platform, we pray, Father God, that you continue to do good to her and her family, Lord. Sister Darlene M., and Sister Esther, and Minister Gladys, and Sister Glenda, Sister Grace, and Sister Linda, Lord. Sister Lois, in the mighty name of Jesus, Sister Sheila, Sister Teresa, Sister Lucinda, Sister Yvonne, Minister Mary, myself, and all other people, Father, I can't remember all the names, Father, but you know each and everyone who is connected to this ministry, Father, and the ones who are connected to the Unquenchable Fire Ministry, the Life Church Ministry, and each and every ministry that is represented here, Father, that your love extends, Father. Yes, it flows, it overflows, Father, to anyone connected to us and our families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Even the church leadership, Father, we do pray for the leadership, the ministry, the Bible-based ministry, those who teach the word, the life-giving word, the life-changing word, that you make these ministries attractive, that people, the city, the communities they serve, people be attractive to them and they come and hear your word and be taught the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the whole fivefold ministry as they are obedient to your word, Father, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, yes, the teachers, the pastors, even those in the ministry of health, Father, the ushers, the hospitality team, the praise and worship, the children ministries, Father, the youth ministries, all ministries, the prayer groups, and all the outreach ministries, Father, even the missionaries ministry support board, Father. I just pray for all ministries because you have given us as a the building of the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they operate and function as stated in Ephesians 2:29 to build on the same foundation. Yes, who that was built by the apostles and prophets. That is Jesus Christ himself, who is the chief cornerstone. in the mighty name of Jesus. So I come against the spirit of misleading, the spirit of callousness that misleads people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And we continue to believe and trust in you, Father. Yes, for the restoration of the church, the body of Christ, this sleeping giant, that she arise again and do what you have called the church to do, Father, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. We are believing. Yes, for 2,300 souls this year in 2023. Yes, we are believing for abundance of souls. Yes, yes, to overpopulate heaven and depopulate hell this year, 2023. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. We seal them by the blood of Jesus. Yes, that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I am just excited. And good morning to you all. And we are excited with what God is doing at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we thank God for his goodness and his love. So before we get the lines open and acknowledge who is here and give you an opportunity to put your prayer requests or praises, I'm just going to go ahead and share with you what is bubbling in my spirit. I tell you, I just don't know what to do with myself. As I always say, you know, if my heart had a zipper, I will give you an opportunity that you open the zipper, you unzip me and see what is going on inside. I am just excited with what God is doing in my life. The other day, the Holy Spirit was ministering to me and just taking me in memory land and counting my blessings, so to speak, and naming them one by one. I found out what was trying to make me miserable was just a teeny bitty thing. God has done so much for me that I cannot tell it all, as the singer said. So there is so much. I just want to encourage you, regardless of what is going on in your life today, you know, just count your blessings. Just take a time to count your blessings. You will see that that's nothing. We serve such a mighty God, such a big God, that there is nothing impossible with him, and he fights all our battles. And I do believe someone needed to hear that, because I was not planning to say anything in those lines. I was just getting ready to run and share the word. So let me do so before I just be all over the place. It happened to me so often. I think most of you can tell when I'm excited, I am all over the place, because the joy of the Lord, I'm just bubbling everywhere. But I thank God. Okay, I need to calm down. Help me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So today is May 25. This is actually it's May 26. I don't know why I thought it's 25. It's May 26th. That's the last Friday of this month of May. And next week, Wednesday, May 31, which will be the last day of May, we'll be starting our three-day prayer. Most of you are now familiar with what we do here. Every beginning of the month, we start our month with a three-day prayer where we are doing the same thing at the same time, together and in agreement. And that's not the only 3 days you can fast. You can fast as much as you please, as much as the Holy Spirit leads you. And as I always say, and it is true, that our fasting does not make God any bigger or more powerful, but it is for our good. It helps us. We are the one who benefit from fasting and
Ukraine. So I just thought I would throw that out. So we are starting next Wednesday on May 31, and our fast will end on the 2nd, which will be a Friday. But you can continue if you want. And the theme of our fast is why settle for the crumb off the table when you can have all you can eat from the table. And we have three scriptures, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and James chapter 4, verses the 2b and 3, and 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. And as we pray or as you pray, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you some more scriptures and different verses. As I always say, I encourage people wherever you are, you know, have your little notebook and any revelation, anything that the Holy Spirit gives you, you write it down, because we do have a thief who is against us, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to steal information. He wants to destroy that thunder in you. So when something, you get a revelation, just write. Nowadays, we have these smartphones. They have a notebook attached to it. You can just take it and briefly type it. I do know myself sometimes God or the Holy Spirit gives me a scripture. He will give me the chapter and the verse, and I don't even know what that means. So I try by all means to write it down before I forget, so that when I go back, when I get an opportunity, because sometimes it comes at a weird place, you know, something just triggers that revelation, just to write it down. Keep your notebook, you know, on your phone. I know all these smartphones have notebooks, and just write it down. And as you wind down your day, you open up your notebook and you see, oh, he gave me Joshua 1, verse 8 and 9. What does Joshua 1, verse 8 and 9 say? Then you read it. And it happened, Joshua 1, 8 and 9 is our scripture of the week, which says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that's our scripture of the week, which works and lines up very well. We serve a God of order. The Holy Spirit is just leading and guiding us. If you attach this verse, Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9, with the three scriptures I gave you for our prayer, it's just the same. And it says, Joshua is just saying, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. These are instructions. So the word of God is giving us the instructions that we need to follow. We don't have to guess. We don't have to, you know, imitate somebody else. We don't have to say, oh, so now what am I going to do? How do I do it? All the instructions are in this book. And not only the instructions, it also gives you the pros and cons, the benefits of obeying these instructions, and the downfall of not of your disobedience, but the choice always remains yours. And when I say yours or you or me, we are inclusive. I am talking about us all as Christians, as the children of God. So Joshua is saying and reminding us, mind you, this is the first chapter of the book of Joshua, and he's sounding and making sure we understand and that the people understand that this book of the law
And our book of the law is the Bible. Our book of instructions, we gather all that information from the Bible. And the Bible has everything you want, whether it's business-minded, whether it's healing, whether it's family, whether it's prosperity, or whatever you need, every subject and subtitle and anything and everything, you find it in the Word of God. And it says, this book shall not depart from your mouth, but you have to. These are the instructions. You know, you have to meditate in it day and night. What does meditate mean? Meditate, if I recall my school days, or maybe high school, I think that's when I was kind of into definitions and keeping a little dictionary in my pocket, and because I was in debate team, so I wanted to speak like fluently and use all these big words. So I think I utilized my Oxford dictionary more in my high school years than any other time. But if I recall well, meditate is inject a far-reaching and long-lasting benefit into one's life. And we know these days they have people pay big money to go or listen to these meditation tests. You know, because they know that meditation, it is being used as a tool to release stress, you know, to relieve stress. And I read into an article not too long ago that stated that that had studies, and they were sharing those results. And the studies state that individuals who tend to live a more stressful life have 50% chances of dying, of losing their lives. If you can't manage your stress, if you are always in stress all the time and your stress is so high, you are increasing your rate of dying because of stress. Your chances of dying, of all these other diseases to attack you because of stress. So look here. We already have the medication, which is meditating, and meditating on the Word of God. I know if you listen to these secular meditation tapes, they are secular, but they are encouraging you. You know, they are positive thinking and all that. But it is in the Word. Why not use the Word for your meditation? And the Word, when you meditate on the Word of God, it brings healing, it releases the stress, it brings knowledge and understanding of the Word, and you will know more for the betterment of your life. So here Joshua is telling them, do not let this Word depart from you. It needs not to leave your side. When something departs, I was talking to my sister yesterday, you know, in translation, when someone dies in my Shona language, they say, Vatisia, Vatipura, meaning they have died. Or if you literally translate it, it means depart. They have departed. They have transitioned from this world. It's not depart like, you know, what time is your flight departing, or what time are you is your bus or whatever, you are going somewhere, when are you departing? But if you translate it from Shona to English, depart means death. And I do believe, you know, when the Word, when Joshua is instructing the congregation and instructing the children of Israel and saying, this Word should not depart from you, from your mouth, day and night. He said, don't let this Word die. Keep it alive in you. Keep it going. Don't let it expire. Don't let it flee from you, depart from you. These are the instructions. And we just thank God that he gave us the groundwork, the introduction, or set us up for our fasting coming. And I want to share really quickly a few more minutes about the scriptures on our fast. I will just share really quick. I might not be able to get through them because I really want to leave time for us to see who is here and if you have your prayer request so that we can put them in the atmosphere. Let's start with Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. And here we go. These are also instructions. When you read the word of God, when you do not let this word depart from your mouth, and you meditate it day and night, you will get instructions of everything. And this is what we mean by why settle for crumbs off the table when you can have all you can eat from the table. And this is one of the way you can have all you can eat. And it says ask. These are the instructions. You ask, you seek, and you knock. Before I understood, it was not too long ago, probably a handful of years ago, when the Holy Spirit, I was listening to a preacher preaching, and he preached this verse. And I tended to have forgotten, but this past week, the Holy Spirit reminded, brought it to my remembrance as I was listening to another preacher again, that these three instructions, ask, seek, and knock, we need to obey. And it's not all God doing. It's not God who is to do the task. Okay. So here is what I'm trying to say. When you ask, this is the praying part. This is what we are doing, to present to the Lord what our desires are, what our needs are, what we want him to do for us. That's the asking. Then when we seek, it is the path where we go out and seek. It is us who are now in motion, who are now in action. We are the ones who are doing the things now. When we go out and seek, we go out, we are now preparing. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to start your own business. So you ask God, you are praying, God, give me an idea. I want an idea. I want to do a business. And you already have an idea of what kind of a business you want to do. Maybe you want to open a boutique store. And you ask God, I want it on a corner store, at a corner street, where there is a lot of traffic and people come and people go and they pass through there so I will get the customers. Then now you are on the seeking. That's the number three, the number two part. The seeking. That means you got to go out there. God is not going to bring you or give you in a dream and say, he might give you in a dream, or he will say, oh, this is the corner street. It is up to you to go and you do it. Get yourself informed. Get yourself educated. Get yourself prepared where that corner store is. And also to learn and get information about boutique stores. What does a boutique store need? What kind of stuff the customers you want to reach, what they have? God is not going to do that for you. That's the seeking. He will give you the wisdom and favor when you go out there. And maybe you need to take a crash course online or go to a community college so that you will know how to manage the finances and your employers, I mean, where your employees, when people come to help you,
Because your vision is to open this boutique store. You are not going to run it by yourself. You need a handful of people to help you. So all these, that's the seeking. You are informing yourself. You are educating, equipping yourself, qualifying yourself. Go to a seminar. Start reading books that talk about that boutique and what the do's and don'ts and whatever you are interested in. Then the third part is the knock. So now you need the finances to do it. There are grants that are given out there. They don't just come and say, oh, do you have an idea to start a business? Here is a grant. No, you have to put the application so that you can have those grants. As you were asking and seeking, you know it costs money to open a boutique. So now you are saving. Instead of buying a pair of shoes on every pay period or taking yourself out each time you get paid, you say, no, I'm going to save this money to start my small business. So now that you are preparing yourself, and now you have something to hold when you go to the city hall to apply, or whoever, the realtor, to find you and get this place. You have something in your hands. I am telling you, my brothers and sisters, you cannot go to a realtor and say, I want this corner store, and I have prayers. I have said my prayers, and I have faith, I believe. That alone is not going to cut it. You need the knowledge. You need the cash. So that's where the seeking and the knocking is. And the word of God has all these instructions. Whether there is this job you want promotion on, you got to prepare yourself. Yes, we do know that promotion does not come from the east, from the west, nor from the north, nor from the south. Promotion comes from God. But for you to get that promotion, you still have to be qualified to be promoted. That means you are hardworking. You are trustworthy. You come to work on time. You don't take long lunches and long breaks and come in late and leave early. No. So then when you do what is right and God steer up the heart of your boss or your manager or whoever at the position of authority driven by the Holy Spirit and God anchoring you to get that promotion, but you have done the asking, the seeking, and the knocking. You are prepared. You qualified yourself to get that promotion. And no one can stop you when you are ready and you are prepared and you qualify and you are equipped. So this is just the basic. As we pray, that's what we mean by why settle for crumbs off the table when you can have all you can eat from the table. That means you are ready. You have done the asking. You have done the seeking. You have done the knocking. So you deserve, you qualify to receive the best, to be served with the best. And James 4, verses 2b and 3, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You have not because you ask not. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So there comes the asking again. When we ask and the word is saying we do not receive because we ask amiss, or some, they don't even ask at all. But when you ask, what's your motive? How are you asking? Are you selfish in your asking? The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added unto you. Do you want all these things, but you are not seeking the kingdom of God first? We have to seek the kingdom of God first, and then all these things be added unto us. And then 1 John 5:14-15, we are sure that if we ask anything that he wants us to have or he will hear us. If we ask anything according to his will, and we know the will of God is not selfishness. Everything we are doing is for the betterment of our life, for the betterment of our family lives, our family members, for the betterment of our community, for the betterment of those who are around us. It's not selfish. We learn from Jesus. God so loved the world, we learn from our Creator, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And he paid the debt he did not owe. We owe the debt that we could not pay. And now we are here. He must accept. So whatever we do, yes, we want to live well. We want to live right. We want to live an abundant life. But we still also want those around us to do the same. That's why we witness. That's why we go out there and share the good news. Because it's so good. It's so sweet. We don't want to keep it to ourselves. We want to share with others. So when we ask according to his will, and we know that he hears us and he gives us what we ask, and we can be sure that he will give it to us. We will receive what we have asked. So my brothers and sisters, as we pray and fast this coming week and for now going forward, because now we know, we are knowledgeable, we are being fed the word of God on this platform, we need to use the word. Let us not let this word of God depart from us. We need to meditate on it day and night. Not only meditating, but also to observe according to all what is written in it. That means we need to be obedient to his word. There is a scripture in the Bible that says obedience is better than sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So the lines are open. Let us see who is here. And because of our time, we are at the top of our of the hour, but we're going to let each and everyone to announce who are here, and if you have a prayer request, to do so now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for just the word that came forth this morning. It was just food from us, for our souls. I appreciate God for prayer for our children, prayer for our strength, and just pray for us as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Chris. I want to thank you, Pastor Skalaska, for that word this morning. And I just want to thank God for just always being faithful and good and on time. I just thank God so much for his faithfulness, and I just pray for everybody on this prayer line, that y'all have a good Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Mr. Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Thank you for the word, and have a safe Memorial Day as well. God bless.
Good morning. This is Sister Mira, and I just thank God for that word, God, this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And next, in a prayer report, William Murphy today, as he have a procedure surgery done. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Lois. Thank you for the word today. And I have a prayer request for Minister Maurice George. His mother is transitioning, to give his family strength, and also my neighbor Clyde Hill, who had knee replacement, but it's been a month and he having a hard time exercising and moving around. And also prayer for myself, for my knees and my back. And everybody have a blessed Memorial weekend. Thank you.
Amen.
Say any other?
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening, and I just wanted to say thank you for such practical teaching this morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Wonderland to Wesley. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the powerful message on this morning, and just want you all to continue to keep the Washington family in prayer, the Horsley family in prayer, and let's pray for family salvation everywhere. And we pray that everyone would have a wonderful Memorial weekend. We love you all in Memorial Day on Monday. Love you all. Take care.
Love you too.
Good morning. Amen. This is Sister Yvonne. I was on prayer line for my auntie and Sue. They found out what was wrong with her yesterday, so they transferred her to Atlanta, to Emory. They blood cloud, they got to open it up and all that. So pray for her as she had surgery today. Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Lucinda here, and I'm so grateful to all of you here on the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Fellowship and the beautiful word this morning. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's just all go for the speaking. I think your phone is breaking up. If somebody is speaking, I can't hear. Okay, we say for God who hears and knows everything.
Nope.
I apologize. It is my phone that I can't hear you, but our God hears. So let us just go before the Lord, all of us, and pray for this prayer request and for comfort for the Jones family and all the families who have lost their loved ones, healing and deliverance, and for those who need salvation and for those who need this week. I do know myself, if I get out of here, I'll be preparing to head on to the airport. So I am traveling this weekend, and there are so many people who are whether highways, byways, airways, or trucks, everyone reaches their destination and come back home safely. So let us go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for divine healing. Touch your people, Lord, this morning, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. Oh, God, we're standing on your word, Lord, for we know it's by your stripes that we are healed. It's by your stripes. Oh, God, our sisters and brothers are healed on this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for, oh, God, salvation for those who are saved. Lord, in our family and those, oh God, in our communities, even around the world, save you, oh God, for your glory. You're not willing that any should perish. But Lord, we thank you for family salvation. Continue to bless each and every family represented on this prayer line. Oh God, and all of our loved ones, family and friends, we lift them up. We pray for soul salvation, Lord. Oh God, You know that you're able, oh God. Oh God, save the children, save the parents, save the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, and the brothers. Turn their hearts to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to continue to hold to the word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, oh God. Oh God, that the word, oh God, would be, oh God, continue, oh God, to remain in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord God. Oh God, that our children, our loved ones, would meditate on your word day and night, Lord. That your word would continually be, oh God, a healing balm for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, grant them, oh God, faith, oh God, for we know without faith we can't please you, Lord. Oh God, help them, oh God, in the area of faith, Lord, to believe, to ask in faith, oh God, to seek in faith, to knock in faith, oh God, knowing that you are prayer answering God. Lord, we are so grateful today that we could commit every concern to you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can walk in the authority, that we can walk in the power of your word every day, Lord. Oh God, as your word is hid in our hearts, Lord. Oh God, we pray for traveling mercies for us in Alaska and all who are traveling over the weekend. And oh God, we ask that you would keep us all covered by your blood, Lord. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, your holy presence, oh God, upon us and our family and our loved ones, Lord. Oh God, dispatch your angels to keep us from every hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, as we travel, oh God, as we do those things, oh God, that's pleasing in your heart. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We want to do those things, oh God. Oh God, that you, oh God. Oh, God, ordained for us to do, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us to understand that your perfect will is being even done in our lives, oh, God. Help us to remember, oh, God, that everything is working together for our good, oh, God. Lord, help us not to be anxious for nothing. Remove all stress. Remove all worry. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk in the true newness of life, oh, God, as we, oh, God, hold to your word, as we walk out this word every day, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Continue to grant us your strength. Continue to grant us your grace to keep running this race with our minds staying on thee. We say you keep us in perfect peace, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you've already done and for what you're yet getting ready to do. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you for your promises.
Thank you.
We're standing on your word. We're standing on your promises that can never fail. So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, it is done. It is done by the precious blood of Jesus. That the battle is won. Is permanent. The enemy cannot steal from us. Let us keep Pastor Jalene in prayer. She's out and about. Keep her in prayer. And you all have a blessed Memorial weekend. It's a long weekend for others. It's a big weekend for others. But regardless, it is going to be good because God takes us from glory to glory. He does not take us backwards. So I do decree and declare that He is God's uncommon favor. Yes, where rules and regulations and policies and procedures, even price tags, on our behalf. That things will go on your behalf and do good for you. And as Pastor Darlene always say, we love you and we love you to life. Yes, for the rest of your life. Love yourself, love your families, and love those who are unlovable. Let's love them to Christ in Jesus' name. We'll see you on Monday at the same time on this same line on the hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance in Jesus' name. You have a good weekend. Bye.
Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.